This is a PSA, or public sock announcement. Experts have declared Bombas socks as the best way to warm up chilly feet. These pairs are super cushy, soft, and designed for maximum coziness. Plus, for every pair purchased, another pair will be donated, so someone in need of essential clothing can stay warm this winter. Go to bombas.com/listen and use code LISTEN for 20% off your first purchase. That's BOMBAS.com/listen and use code LISTEN at checkout.
There's one thing that will forever change the way you sleep, and it's the softest 100% organic cotton bedding from Bull & Branch. You'll fall asleep faster, wrapped in the most luxurious comfort. You'll never sleep hot again with airy blankets, cloud-like duvets, and breathable sheets. You'll experience pure comfort on night one and feel your bedding get softer with every wash. Discover the difference with 15% off your first order at bullandbranch.com with code CUMULUS. Exclusions apply. See site for details.
Will they find a home? Sponsored by Geico. Steve is intrigued by the paranormal.
Otherworldly spirits really make a house a home, you know?
Janice has different taste.
I'd like my house to not be haunted.
Compromise is tough, but these two won't have to compromise when they bundle home and car insurance with Geico. It's easy, and they could save even more. In the end, Steve and Janice found a renovated Victorian that's only haunted from 9 to 5.
Okay, wife's home. Y'all gotta bounce.
Bye, Steve.
Bundling without compromise at Geico.com.
Welcome back. It's another Bob and Tom Extra. This is Christopher. Not only is the Bob and Tom Show live every weekday morning, but every afternoon we'll give you a little extra in case you missed anything. On the big show today, ranch powder, windbags, and Tom burps. It's all coming up right after this.
Hello, friends. I'm Chick McGee, and when I decided to do the Off the Air podcast,
it was because I told him to.
That's right. Jess is here, too. It's the return of the Off the Air podcast. We call it Off the Air, OTA. And the only way you can get it, though, is to become a Bob and Tom VIP. And not only do you get our swell podcast, you get a Bob and Tom podcast every
now and then. You get the VIP access. You get to watch it on the camera. Not only do you get to watch the show every morning, but you get to watch our podcast live on Tuesdays.
Noon on Tuesday, we do it live, and you can stream it and call people over to your desk and go, look at these clowns. They got a podcast. Maybe we should do it. Who knows?
Or you could just tell your friends about it and they could become a VIP instead of mooching off yours.
Yeah, don't let anybody mooch off your. Don't let them mooch off your.
No mooching.
Do it now.
I got combat training from overseas. Now I'm the bouncer at the Chuck E. Cheese. I think I'd rather do a year in jail than another afternoon in Chuck E. Cheese hell. Chuck E. Cheese hell. I'm in Chuck E. Cheese hell. We cater to a snot-nosed clientele in Chuck E. Cheese hell. Mama drives Chipper to the Chuck E. Mall, watches him waller in some plastic bowls. The band sucks and the pizza's cold, and you eat it with a slobbering four-year-old in Chuck E. Cheese hell. Puke with pepperoni still smells the same. You waste a paycheck on a video game. Lined up out the door like the Stones are in town. Ain't enough Chuck E. ass whippings to go around in Chuck E. Cheese hell. I'm in Chuck E. Cheese hell. Squalling youngins and a skee ball bell in Chuck E. Cheese hell. I did two tours of duty in Vietnam, fighting jungle rot and breathing napalm, but they couldn't torture me half as well as little birthday boops in Chuck E. Cheese hell. Chuck E. Cheese hell. I'm in Chuck E. Cheese hell. I need a Chuck E. straight jacket and a padded cell after Chuck E. Cheese hell.
The Bob and Tom Show is still trying to wake up. In the meantime, more Bob and Tom Extra.
No, I have a technical question.
Yes.
And I don't know who's going to know the answer to this. Possibly Mr. McGee.
Go.
We have a request for this song from Brent Bellman.
Hi, Brent.
Lifetime fan of the show, who says almost every day I get an email on my phone about, it says, quote, are you suffering from tinnitus or the aforementioned tinnitus? And I got to ask you, Brent, I don't know the name of your town. Is it Salina, Ohio or Salina?
It is Salina, Ohio.
Salina, Ohio.
Because
yes, it's Salinas,
Right. Salinas, Kansas, I think, or
Made famous in Kansas.
Me and Bobby McGee.
Me and Bobby McGee's.
The garlic capital.
Bobby McGee, my great great aunt.
Really?
Yes.
Is that really the garlic capital?
Yeah.
I did not know that.
You drive through, it smells like garlic, yeah.
Really?
I love garlic. Me too. Who doesn't like garlic?
Me too.
No, it's great.
I got some garlic powder yesterday.
Ooh.
Nice.
Yesterday, I learned on the show that they make ranch dressing powder, and I go, boy, did I get windbagged on that one.
Uh-oh. Oh, you did?
Oh, yeah. Dear idiots.
My people.
How did you not know they made ranch dressing powder? I didn't know.
It's a seasoning. My brother got me on it because he uses it to make low-calorie ranches, but then I use it to make... unhealthy things unhealthier.
Well, anyway, I love that song, Pat. That really is funny.
Thanks.
And but American doctors, do they say tinnitus?
Yeah, they say tinnitus. Oh. Professionals say tinnitus.
Now, what's the one you were telling me about, Chick, involving the heart?
It's got to be angina or angina.
Oh, angina, right, or angina.
I think they've always told me both are correct, so I don't know what that means.
Angina's funnier.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. Yeah, sure. Especially on a woman.
Angina.
Well, sure.
That's pretty serious, angina.
Well, the old joke, you have a cute angina. We have a nice face.
Yeah. Yeah. Love it.
Yeah, there you go.
And I'm not sure what this is about. We've got another windbag here.
All right.
Josh, it's directed to you.
Sure, I often mess up.
It's from Pete in Walla Walla, Washington.
Oh, I love Walla Walla, Washington.
Walla Walla, Washington. Walla Walla.
Please let Josh know airplanes do not have steering wheels. they have a yoke and rudder pedals that work in tandem.
They're still harder to work than a train.
To control the direction. Do I have to dig up all the train guys that were so kind to write me? Oh.
You never hear a train guy going, hey, I'm lost. No, you're not. You're on your tracks. Come on.
Actually.
I went left. No, you didn't.
Every once in a while, if the switches are wrong, they may find themselves.
I'm all lost. Shut up. You're on tracks.
I've looked in the cockpit and seen a steering wheel.
Yeah. It's like
a little cool steering wheel, like on a sports car. Yeah, I think he's right.
Big one, like on a ship, 24-inch diameter. Got a big.
When were you referencing this?
Be ridiculous. Yesterday.
What did you say? I forget the context.
I said a good pilot, unlike Sully Sullenberger,
whoops,
would have missed the birds.
Yes.
And he would just grab the steering wheel and swerve down.
Oh, yeah, that was the one. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Okay. I never don't. I thought, don't they have like the little steering wheel with?
Yeah, of course.
Yes, now you realize they do have steering wheels.
I was thinking about that.
What else would you call it?
It's not technically a steering wheel, though.
I would imagine the planes you're familiar with, as you are familiar with anything that's happening in reality, back in the 30s and 40s when they had the sticks and driving around in the wars. And the,
I know with boats
the
often.
Leatherheads.
Some very nice
fighting
boats that don't have a steering wheel. They have a nice tiller, you know, the rudder, that whole, never mind, what is with this show? I'm getting windbagged again.
Why are you in such a bad mood and yelling at us already?
It's not you, Christy. Let's see, where was
it? Well, who is it? Tell us who it is.
Yeah, we can fix it. We want to help.
Is your voice rough? Why do we have to spend time with this self?
It's art.
Well,
getting windbagged by art.
We all know that.
Hey, dumbass, the garlic capital of the world is Gilroy, California. What the hell is going on?
Oh, you know what? You know what? That's absolutely true. I messed up. It is Gilroy.
Okay.
Right next to Salinas.
Gotcha.
Pat's eagerness to agree. Yeah, that's right.
No, I was wrong.
Okay, so we've established it's Salina, Ohio.
Right.
Salinas, California.
Correct. Yes.
Gilroy, California.
It's Lima, Ohio, too, instead of Lima.
Right.
Peru.
Okay. It's Milan, Michigan, not Milan.
I knew we'd get Michigan
We could do this all day.
It's Austin, Texas.
It's what?
Austin,
Versailles,
Texas.
Kentucky, right. And not... no, it's Austin, Texas, you silly head.
Oh, I thought it
took me a second to realize what
I thought you were
doing.
Talking about that guy, Joel Osteen. He's got his own town now? I know he's doing pretty well.
Houston.
Okay. Thank you very much.
Thanks, Pat.
And this is when you're in New York, of course, the first thing you do. Oh, there's Houston Street.
No.
No, it's Houston.
You know, and in Ohio, there's a Russia, Ohio. Russiaville, yeah.
Yeah.
And it's spelled Russian.
But did they change the pronunciation of that during the Cold War?
Were we that paranoid?
Yes. Didn't they change the name of one of the baseball teams to the Redlegs? Wasn't that...
Are you saying Cincinnati?
Yeah, I think didn't they do that somewhere?
I don't know.
Because they didn't want it to be too commie.
Cincinnati, right.
And now they've switched. Red and blue have switched around. The left is not red anymore.
What?
Yeah, right.
I think the GOP is red.
GOP
is right. red.
Yeah. How'd that happen?
You're right. I think it did used to be the opposite.
Because there was the Warren Beatty movie Reds about, you know, the communist revolution.
I see what you're saying.
So they'd have to change the name of it.
I don't think what you're doing there has anything to do with reality.
Okay. I think I'm absolutely right. Gilroy, California. Garlic capital of the world, idiots.
I'm an idiot. You're not interested in hearing it.
So are we just going to do a whole windbag show?
Yeah. Remember when we got Windbag saying it's not actually Windbag, it's Blowhard?
That eats itself.
Yeah, that was the Windbag to end all Windbags, literally.
Okay, but just anyone know what Selena? Wait a minute, Medina, Ohio.
When does this end?
Selena, Ohio?
Yes.
Okay, but Salinas, California, is the capital of what?
I don't know what.
See, I told you didn't know it. It's the lettuce capital of America.
Is it?
Wow.
God, I hope it's like Bakersfield or something, man.
The lettuce capital is Bibb, South Dakota.
No, it's
Caesar. I thought it was Romaine. Okay.
Yeah, Romania,
Oregon. Romania. Come on.
Of course, Romania. Yeah. How do we not know that? That's the Caesar salad capital of the world. So we've learned a lot so far on the show. Thank you very much. Now, we turn it over to Mr. McGee at the sports desk. Coming up, by the way.
Not yet.
This is a
fake. That's psych. Whoop.
Compliment to you. Calm down.
We balked you.
It's.
That's a balk. I need to take my
Chick's
face.
Greatest moment in history on the show is coming up today.
Okay.
A little preview.
It's nice because it's my last day.
Surprise!
I'll be going to a facility.
No, you won't.
Houston Astros have forced a game six, cheating it up in the American League Championship World Series.
Cheaters.
They're the only teams ever cheated in baseball. I'm glad we got them. Yeah, sons of bitches, I tell you what, get them out of the league. Carlos Correa launched a walk-off home run to center field off Nick Anderson on the bottom of the ninth, Josh, to end the Astros 4-3 win over the Tampa Bay Rays.
I love when you do a baseball announcement.
The Atlanta Braves, the Bravos, are one win away from ending a two-decade World Series drought, 10-2 win over the Los Angeles Dodgers, Game 4 of the National League Championship.
There are some who would say they're on the warpath, but those people have been canceled.
Yes.
So we can cancel people now? How do you sign up for that? How does that work exactly?
Once upon a time.
I know Christy and I were talking off the air earlier. And yeah. We both have a short list. Mine's, of course, a little bit longer. Chick, anybody on your list canceling?
The Atlanta Falcons say they have shut down their facility. They shut it down yesterday. Shut it down, boys. One new positive test for COVID-19 among a player and one new in the staff. Defensive tackle Marlon Davidson placed on the COVID reserve list.
Marley, they call him.
Marlon Davidson. And Jeez. The addition.
Marley. We haven't done that
Didn't this guy spend an afternoon with Mitch Albom? Marley and me?
Yeah, he did. Yeah.
That's what
that wasn't Mitch Albom.
You did not hit your cough button there. You just burped directly into the mic.
That was a hell of a burp. Was that Tom?
That was,
Here's my favorite thing about
right into the mic.
Here's my favorite thing. Josh and I talked about it. This is my favorite thing about what's going on.
You leaned in.
Tom is mad at all of us for some reason. We haven't figured it out yet.
His voice is hoarse.
We'll figure it out. But he keeps messing himself up and blaming us in his brain. And there's no way we can.
I put this piece of paper over.
Say
this,
it's not us.
I put this piece of paper over this machine here, and I inadvertently turned off.
Now
I turned off the wrong button.
That's
the
not,
microphone's this one. I turned off this one.
Could you imagine if we had done that?
I really leaned into the mic,
yeah, you did.
Knowing that it was off, but it was on.
Did you see him? He looked around like, who did that?
We did it.
He was ready to blame me.
And you've gotten away with this behavior for so long.
I can shut my mic off.
I can shut my mic off, leave the room, sneeze into a closed trash can. And he yells at me.
Oh, gosh.
I'm sorry. I'm having a minor technical issue. I shouldn't be allowed to run any of the equipment anyway. Everyone knows that.
Yeah, we do.
That was amazing.
Thought I turned my mic. Wow. Look at all these switches. Who could do this?
Gosh. I mean, you were.
There's so many buttons on this thing.
That was an inhuman belch.
Here's my question. Why do you lean into the mic when you hit your cough button? Why do you lean into the mic?
Because I was trying to adjust a few things, and sorry. Okay. I apologize.
All right.
That was my favorite thing that's ever happened.
Do you ever, like, you're in a building and you're around the corner and just rip the most... just excessively loud and moist episode of flatulence, and then you realize that there's someone right there.
Yes.
Yeah, that happened to me a couple days ago.
It happens to me all the time when I'm mowing the lawn, and I'm as I'm
walking.
I've got my
headphones on.
I've got my Raycons in, but I forgot that I'm putting the lawnmower away, and it's no longer running. I've done that at least three times.
I've told Christy this. I was at the gym one day,
and
they line up. Remember this? They line up the treadmills, and there was this woman next to me who's extremely fit, you know, a very attractive woman, and she's in the treadmill. No idea that I don't know how anyone can have that much gas.
Yeah, and how could she not feel them?
Yeah, well.
My favorite is you at the Static Shack where you thought there wasn't anybody in the
world. Oh, that's the worst. That's the worst.
You kept dipping your
there's
butt.
There's the control room there. The control room there, you right? have to go up two steps.
Yeah. Sure.
And the door is literally, 5 inches thick? It's a soundproof door. And outside the door is a little vestibule, and there's a couch there.
Yeah, nice little waiting area.
For people.
But people aren't supposed to be in there. There was a sign saying closed session.
It was a closed session.
What's his justification for that?
So I sort of backed up to the door, leaned against it. It's a very heavy door, and I had
a couple times.
Termed an SBD, just a substantial. But there was some noise, and then I heard a voice say something, and there were several people on the couch.
Oh,
that's great. There will never be any way I can tell you through luck and outrageous good fortune of surrounding yourself with good people. You've arrived at this point. And,
I agree.
And we'll never. Thanks, everybody. No.
Well, yeah, of course I ended it all.
Yeah, that's me.
Yes, it is you!
Hey, look, you didn't spend 3 hours trying to do the credits to that TV show and still have come. How come my name isn't the red?
Oh, my gosh.
Sorry. Never mind. Here's something interesting. Yesterday we were talking about the Tesla.
Yes.
And Elon Musk, who's quite the character, not to mention a brilliant guy. They lowered the price of one of the automobiles. Do you remember what they lowered it to?
Yeah, $69,420,
which is obviously on the one hand kind of a sort of Animal House-esque prank,
mm-hmm.
but on the other it got a ton of publicity. And I got this windbag from Jim in Connecticut. Fellas, Elon Musk was recently on Jay Leno's Garage on CNBC and told Jay his cars are named S, 3, X, and Y to spell sexy.
Wow.
Wow.
That's the comedy.
Henry Ford
of Jay
never
Leno,
did that one. He never had the Model D, the Model I. No, we're going back to the models. Never mind.
Do you know what the Henry Ford's cars were named after? Model T.
Edsel was one of his kids.
Model T, Model A, Model E, and it's Thomas Alva Edison. So it could sort of be an allusion to that.
Wow. Egomaniac.
That's great. But yeah, sexy. Hey, the new Ford dildometer.
Oh, boy.
Is the dildometer in the car? Is it a device that measures something?
The dildometer.
What does that measure?
The dildometer, Willie, is when you're parking, it tells you when you're 11 inches. Well, it depends. from the car next to you. Sorry.
Chick, what's happening over there?
Oh, well, I've got things I have to do here.
He's not done.
Trying to hit
the... and you know what? You knew it.
I knew
you
it.
Know
and
it.
I tried to, yeah.
This is the most, day we all go get breakfast.
The most I could hope for is him to go, well, let's check sports. Hang on a second. That's right. The most I could hope for.
You know when you're driving, your car's running out of gas, and it's above E, and it's shaking a little bit, and you're like, how? It's not going to go on longer. That's where he's at right now.
he's on vapors right now.
He's got
now.
Fumes left, but there's a little bit left of his canister.
Do you ever, get in someone else's car? You know, heck, I'm going to take your car to the shop, and you get in the car, and it runs out of gas after half a mile.
Yep.
God. No, I've never had my car run out of gas ever in my life. Oh. Anyone?
Yep. Oh, God.
Yes, I have.
Twice.
I think one time. One time.
Happened to me on a school trip, though. It was actually really scary.
Twice a year. For
it happened on a school trip. AAA had to come, and then it wasn't enough. And then the car went down again. And
you
then
guys didn't have to eat anybody, did you?
No, it was fine. Okay. My teacher got hit by a car.
Oh, God.
She was fine. Well, she was great. She went to the hospital. Everything. I told you I didn't want to talk about it.
I tell you what. Now we're done. Now we're going to take a break.
That's it for another Bob and Tom Show Extra. Catch us on iTunes, Google Play, and Stitcher. For Bob and Tom Extra, this is Christopher. Take care, everybody.
Michael Rosenbaum and his Small Bill co-stars take you behind the scenes of one of the greatest shows of all time.
We're going to watch every episode.
Join us. It's Big Talk.
You remember when I had to shave my head?
Oh, I think I was angry with this one.
On Small Bill.
Yeah, I mean, I get it.
The scene you did, and this is the one that got me fired, okay?
What?
Here we go.
I love the excursions with me and Welling.
It's everything that Superman stands for.
It's Talkville.
Talkville, we always talk about it. It's a great thing.
The Smallville Rewatch Podcast. Follow and listen on your favorite platform.